Questions in English, if you could raise your hand, please.
Afa, for almost two sets, maybe you played your best tennis of the 1 week. Then you looked like tired. Is that what happened, or maybe you felt something else?
In the third?
No, for the first two sets.
When I looked tired in the third?
At the end of the match.
I'm not agree with you, I agree with you that I played well for almost all sets. Or during two sets, you think? In the third, I didn't have a lot of chances have breaks too. Because of that, we cannot. The sport is like this, and at the end, we cannot analyze all the things thinking in two or three balls, because that will be not fair for me, for nobody, and then we have to analyze a little bit more overall, not think that because I didn't have the break point, he served an ace on the break point in the third, and in 30-all he played some good forehands. I was tired, I was not tired. I had more opportunities than him in the first, in the second, and in the third too. So that's the real thing about what happened during the match. And the real thing is I'm happy the way that I played. I'm happy the way that I competed today. I'm happy the way that I stayed in a regular work level during the whole match. I'm not happy that I lost. That's it. No. At the end of the sport is win or lose, but today I lost against a great opponent, fighting for every ball with very positive attitude, feeling that I was there, fighting for the victory against a top player again, and I'm a good surprise for him. He's a big improve for me. It's not I'm not very sad. I'm not happy about the final result, but I'm happy because, as I said before the tournament, I'm much closer than 1 month and a half of what I want to be. I had a lot of chance to win today. Maybe I should win.
Rafa, with so many opportunities, as you say, what are the biggest regrets on this match? What are the things that maybe you think you could have done differently? Or?
That return, I don't know, the 9, that's a big mistake when the second serve return. That's the only thing that I can say to myself during the whole match. So, maybe with more victories on my shoulders, without being outside of the competition for 7 months, maybe I will win that match, because I will not play the return like this, but it's normal that you are a little bit more nervous in that moment than usual, and it's true that I didn't compete at that level of intensity, mentally and tennis for a long time. I didn't play the match with that positive energy and that attitude since almost 9 months, so it's a long time, and that's a big improvement for me, and I was able to be there, very focused, with very positive energy for 3 hours, so that's a great new for me, because that's the way that I competed during all my career, and today I did, and in this tournament I did much better than in the previous tournaments, so I am leaving Indian Wells with the feeling that I had a big chance to do more, and with the feeling that I was ready to compete again well, and hopefully that will help me for the future. I think match like this, obviously, is much better if you win, but even losing, I think I'm 90% sure that will help.
Robbie, you talked the other day about the challenge of facing big servers. Could you just explain a little bit about the mental challenge of having to face a guy for 3 sets who's serving 120 miles an hour?
I was there. I had a lot of opportunities. No, I think I returned well. Great. In 3 games of the second set, I had chances to have the break. That's a lot of opportunities to play against a big opponent and big server like Raonic. So I did what I had to do. So he said that opportunity. I had a passing shot that I played cross passing shot, and maybe it was the moment to do it down the line, the banana. But it was not the case. I thought that he will cover that part of the cover, and I went for the other one. A mistake or not? I don't know. We cannot analyze, as I said, the first answer. No, we cannot analyze much of that in just a few things, and that's what happens against this kind of players. But in general, I played aggressive. I played with determination, with the Z, with the right attitude. I think playing good tennis. I lost, and I feel that I had the chances to win. Let's keep working that way. As I say, it's in the first week of the season. Is a process that I had to pass, and I am doing the normal process. And the positive thing is during that process, sometimes with losses that, like I had a few times in the last couple of weeks, maybe you are going down. It's not my case. Every week I'm better. Every week I'm more competitive. Every week I feel stronger, quicker on court again. My movements are good again. My focus on the match is becoming better every match, and today I was able to compete against a top player without the feeling that he was better than me. So that's a big improve. Against Berdych in Australia, I played that match and I didn't compete. Today, against a very tough opponent, a very uncomfortable opponent, I competed well and I created a lot of chances.
Rafa, you spoke the other day about the conditions. How was it today to manage the shape of your shots and the thin air and the court speed? How is that for you today?
It's difficult to say something because I felt that I was dead. The conditions were good. It's true that playing the night, things are a little bit easier on the return, on playing the points because the ball become a little bit slower, so it's easy to have more control of the point from the baseline. But I don't have that luck today. I played during the day, and that's it.
Right.
Rafa, you said obviously you're disappointed at losing, but was it also a frustrating match to play?
Frustrating? No. I enjoyed the match. I enjoyed on court. I enjoy it suffering his serve. I enjoy it trying to be very focused with myself all the time. And I said, I think I did well. And I enjoy the fact that I felt well with myself on court again. So I felt competitive, felt strong, and with the right energy. No, I love that match. Thinking that happened much more things positive than negative ones.
Rafa, you played well and you played well the whole tournament. Can you talk a little about Milos's level if you played well today, can you talk about his level to beat you? How good is his level? And is he ready to make that step where he can compete with you and the other three big players consistently?
I don't know. I think we'll see at the end of the year, because it's obvious that with that serve, at one match, you can beat against everybody, serve like this. No, it's not the thing that it's obvious that Milos going on court can win against every player of the tour, because with that serve, if he serves well, you know that you won't be able to tie it, probably. So there, the things are deciding in just a few balls. So, Let's see. He's young. It's the normal thing. In all the process, he will keep going up on the ranking and will be more consistent.
And would you mind talking about what your thoughts about Milos playing tomorrow against Roger?
I saw Roger play really well today.
No.
The difference on that match is, even if I only lost one serve during the whole match and didn't have a lot of opportunities to have, he didn't have a lot of opportunities to handbrake on myself. bigger difference with Roger, especially in terms of races, is that he has a great set of his the opponent felt that you know, Milos felt that can attack sometimes with myself against Roger, that he probably will not have that chance because Roger is serving well. And the feeling, you know, comparing the two players, is Roger probably will have the same chances of returning serve than Milos.
Last
thing? When you go into a tiebreaker with someone with serves so big, do you ever doubt yourself at the start of the tiebreaker?
Sorry?
When you go into a tiebreaker with someone with serves as big as Milos, do you ever doubt yourself
from doubt?
The tiebreaker?
A doubt?
Doubt.
I have a doubt on the locker room before I start a match. Can you imagine if I have a doubt playing the tiebreaker? I'm sorry that I have that doubt. You go to the time that they have it out against every player, imagine. Against a big server like Milos, it's obvious that everybody had doubts.
Spanish, please.
Thank